yeah, you probably heard that sound already. It means you got a ticket or two for Mega Millions. That's what everybody's talking about. The true buzz in all of our backyards. Why? Because the lottery is up over $540 million last count. I think it hit $600. I wouldn't be stunned. By the time it rolls around, we won't even have the results until the wee hours of Friday into Saturday morning, really. Will somebody pick the winning numbers? I mean, is it possible mathematically that this could go another round? Sure it is. $100 million, can you imagine? So there is a lot of excitement over that. And why? Yes, we know that it's a 1 in 750 million chance of winning Mega Millions, but everybody likes to believe in dreams and fantasies, right? So who says you can't be struck by lightning? Who says it has to be the other guy, right? Here's what I love. The president was asked, or actually his spokesperson, the White House mouthpiece, Jay Carney, was asked whether or not the president was going to buy a Mega Millions ticket. The White House says, no, he won't be buying one. Can you imagine? Sure, the president won Mega Millions. No, I don't think so. And there is, dare I say it, people who win lotteries get foisted into all kinds of things that they're not interested in, including all of a sudden they have a lot of new friends. They have to move because their address somehow becomes public. But, oh, boo-hoo to have such problems. It's like celebrities that complain when they are plucked out of obscurity to be on some stupid reality show like Jersey Shore, and they make, you know, millions and millions of dollars and then complain that people are following them around. Eh. No, you don't get any sorry tears from any of us over that. Hey, this is an interesting thing. Is the presidential election going to be decided upon endorsements? If it is, you got to say that Mitt Romney is stacking them up, including the former president Bush, the first, the 41st president. Easy for me to say, is backing Mitt Romney, saying that they've been friends for a long time and you have to know when to fold them and he's the guy. And now it's just a question of, will any of the others throw the white flag in? You can bet Rick Santorum is like a pit bull. He's not letting go to save his life. And Newt Gingrich is saying the same thing, and Ron Paul said all along he was going to stay in it, but people aren't talking so much about Ron Paul. Why? Because some of the things he says actually make too much sense. Oop, he's getting too close to the secret. Keep him off. Keep him off balance. He's too close, and he's not mainstream enough for us. So that leaves Mitt Romney. And if you do the math there, it doesn't take a genius to realize, yeah, he's got it all in the bag. He just needs to empty his pockets, and then that's it, bada bing. He gets the golden ticket, and he's in Tampa. And then it's a question of what happens money-wise and how much money is spent on these ads and, you know, ultimately what happens with gas prices, what's going on with the economy perhaps. I mean, if there's going to be an Achilles heel to me, I still think it would be gas. Because if gasoline continues to rise, and there's no let up in it in sight, and the strategic oil reserves aren't opened up to ease the pain, then you would think, at least looking at the popular vote anyway, that it might be a little bit too close to comfort for the Democrats. But that remains to be seen. What are we putting into our cars that's going to cost us X, Y, Z? I filled up today, and I was thinking about this, and practically, I mean, really pretty much Pegany. It's Pegany. And it was $40. I filled up my mom's car, actually, for her. It was $40. And I thought, wow, 2008, $187. How much, do the math, would that have cost me? And 187, I remember people starting to say, ooh, gas is going to get up over $2. Wouldn't we like $2 right now versus we're pegging the needle at almost $5? Almost $5. I know I could dig up a headline somewhere where we heard over and over again that there's no way that it will ever hit $5. You know what they say about never. Here's one thing I can tell you for sure, and I think we've got some stuff on this too, by the way. Philadelphia, a guy tried to take fireworks on the plane. Now, what are you thinking taking fireworks on the plane? You're not thinking. Fireworks. So, now this guy faces federal charges. Screeners found him with the fireworks. He was going on a cross-country flight, excuse me, on Thursday morning, and he had commercial M80s in a backpack when passing through security. I've been through that Philadelphia airport many times. He was doing it about 5:30 in the morning. That makes it worse, right? He was getting on a flight to San Francisco, and the chief inspector, Joseph Sullivan, had to hold a news conference in the end to describe what it was, saying this bag had a plastic bottle wrapped in electric tape and partially filled with this powdery mixture and a test tube filled with another substance, which also had a wick. And he was trying to say that this is what he did for a living. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, really? I have these kind of homemade substances here, and I promise you, they're fireworks. But you know, don't worry about them. I wasn't planning on sending them off on the plane. Yeah, there's no way. And they're saying serious charges too. That the right away at the checkpoint they saw them and they knew what it was and they pulled them aside and that was it. No flights were delayed. They closed the checkpoint for a little while. He's trying to say that he forgot that this was in his bag. He didn't remember it was in his bag. His name is Joseph Piccolo, by the way, 29 years old. He's from Pennsylvania. But commercial grade M80s, ooh, you have to do some serious tap dancing. I mean, had it commercial M80s, where do you even get them? I can't even think of where you could get them on the open market anywhere. So, you know, that's a firework. How much powder in them? You know, are we talking, you know, how much powder? It's got to be, if they're saying that they were suspecting that, I don't know, was he going to set them off on the plane? Obviously, it's a no-no, and it was stupid for him to take them on, but wow. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to go to Oslo, Norway, to talk to financial man Saul Album, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, needless to say, constantly with the economy. The ebb and the flow is not really flowing lately, in case you haven't noticed. We're going to chat with him about that, among other things, next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
With all of you, I just ran out and grabbed some quick Mega Millions at 24-hour Winn-Dixie. How about you? Everybody wants a shot at it. I think it's going to be up to maybe $600 million by the time it's all said and done. Financial Man Saul album knows all about big bucks. I think he was on Richard Branson's island for a couple of months, and he's back with us now to talk a little dollars and cents. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Oh, very good. Richard Branson sends his regards and wants to offer us tickets to the moon, because apparently that's the only way you can see anything decent nowadays.
No kidding. And, of course, does this guy need to make any more money? Do you know he bought an island for $200,000? Nectar Island. He bought this island for $200,000 when he was 28 years old.
It just makes me jealous. I can be frank with you and your listeners, and, my private island is nowhere as cool as that.
Yeah, I have a little tiny piece of property, like a little square in my backyard, it's called. And it looks nothing like Nectar Island, I can tell you that. So everybody's buzzing about the lottery. Everybody believes in fantasies, and it's always tied to money, isn't it?
Yeah, and even Albert Einstein said, if you don't buy a ticket, you can't win. So it's crazy. And what's really funny is over here in Europe, they absolutely love it. So I get emails from folks who still think I'm in the States saying, hey, can you pick me up a ticket? And, of course, I say no. And $500 million, I think it's more for the entertainment value than for the actual thinking that you're going to win. And it's certainly not a strategy to become wealthy. Hope is not a strategy. However, for entertainment, if you want to buy a ticket versus go watch Hunger Games or something like that, I think you'd be better off.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. If it's entertainment for fun, why not take a crack at it? But you're right. Hope is not what you need to do when you're thinking about futuristic things. And you know what, Saul, though? A lot of people are like that. A lot of people, I think, you know that whole thing about the ostrich and burying your head in the sand? Sadly, and you know, because you've been in the financial world, aren't you shocked by how many people? We were talking to somebody earlier in the show about that. aren't you shocked at times by how many people really look at that as the option, that somehow they're gonna just end up with a pot of gold without even really chasing it?
Yeah, shortcuts don't work. That's the motto in our household, and the lotto is an example of a shortcut. So, yeah, it is. It just goes to show you, and maybe towards the latter part of the show we'll talk about this, but 46 million people in the U.S. are on food stamps.
Wow.
So
how is that possible?
There's a lot of desperation out there to maybe have one shot, one big thing, and it really shows, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it shows that there's a lack of hope and that there's a lack of social mobility, that people look at that as their only way of getting ahead, is that luck of the draw is the only way to get ahead, not working hard, that not playing by the rules and not accumulating wealth to pursue your dreams is the way to go. So maybe I'm right about that one too.
Well, how about this? This is scary. You know, you're saying this about food stamps, the 46 million, but in Chicago it's so bad because Illinois is just flat out broke. So this big city of Chicago is not getting any money from Illinois, pretty much. They can't count on the money. So they've gone to the private sector to try to fix roads and schools and everything else because there's nowhere else for them to turn. So they got to beg some corporations or some other people to come up with the money. Boy, if that's a sign of the times, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about this a year ago and 6 months ago, and I believe about 4 months ago also, is that the municipal and the cities, or the counties, the cities and the states, are really having a lot of problem, is that they're not as diversified as the U.S. So like the U.S., if California's doing well and Texas is doing bad, or in New York and New Jersey's doing good and Florida's doing bad, they can keep their revenues. But as a smaller state or a city, if the big employer leaves, if the big factory closes down, you're screwed as a city. So there's a lot of problems, a little more bankruptcies creeping up, and there's a lot more stress and a lot more cutbacks to come in the municipal side. So, yeah, cash-strapped, lots more bankruptcies going on in the cities and the states, a lot more cutting back, and a lot more services getting cut back. So this is just on a general trend that we've been talking about, Kate.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting, too, because really it was thought before that's the kind of job you want. That job is secure. Hey, at least get the city job because you'll get your pension. You'll be there. You can be there for 100 years. I mean, you can be there your whole career, or, you know, eventually you'll have enough money to retire, as even if you work, you know, as a police officer, or if you work as a fireman, if you work in XYZ. But now those, like you said, those jobs are getting cut back. It's crazy, Saul, because it's almost like, you know, pretty soon are we going to have citizen police just because we don't have enough bodies out there and enough money to pay them? It's that's another thing that's there's it's really, people for some reason have not really realized this, but police forces are really getting slashed.
Oh, yeah, they may actually have to stop putting half of their man forces into giving me speeding tickets and to actually solving crimes.
I love that. What do you make of the unemployment along those same lines? That was a good one. What do you make of the unemployment rate? I mean, isn't this the scorecard for the president?
You know, it's a little bit, yes. I mean, it's one of my favorite hedge fund managers. Who's talking with him, and he said, he goes, you know, if you have $1 trillion of total money, okay, and then you print $2.5 trillion, all the frickin' charts go up. Okay, so,
yeah.
But this is a little different. So unemployment will go down if you keep printing all this money for a little bit. So here's the problem, is that unemployment, our quote-unquote government statistics, meaning the people that file and the people that get the unemployment, people that are still on it, and the people that are still registered and looking for jobs are 8.3. And the same time, the Gallup poll, of course, unbiased, puts out that it's at 9.1. And here's the funny thing, is that the numbers, the real numbers that they count, just the actual dollars, which we always say on the show, Kate, you know, show me the money, follow the money, our tax receipts are down. And that year over year, when we had an unemployment rate of 9.1% last year, same time, the government was taking in $110 billion in revenue.
Oh.
Well, a year later, with increased population and lower lower unemployment rate, significantly lower, 10% unemployment, 8%, but lower than 9%, we're only taking in $103 billion. So the numbers don't make sense. We're actually at a higher employment rate significantly and taking in less money to the Treasury from tax receipts. So what is going on? So that either means, A, the unemployment rate is skewed by the state, which, you know, you shouldn't really trust them anyway, or worse, which is we're getting jobs, but it's the more McDonald's jobs, which is the lower paying jobs,
yeah,
not the higher paying jobs. The higher paying jobs are staying away. So even if they're right, it's still a mixed bag.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think that it's, personally, I think that what you said about the McDonald's jobs, that it's more part-time jobs, more that kind of job that's being thrown out there, that's being mixed into the statistics, that's throwing us off.
Yeah, you know, I'd be very interested to hear about your listeners' experiences, Kate. You know, are they, when they're looking for jobs, are they seeing the jobs? Are they looking to have to take jobs that are paying less, below their competency? You know, that's something that you could answer better.
Yeah, I agree. Send us, we would love for you to do that. I want to try to take a little poll here. Saul's right. What's happening in, let's get a snapshot of what's happening with you out there, America. Send us your thoughts. Are you stringing together jobs because you lost a job from downsizing for whatever reason? Are you among the ranks of, my favorite category, sadly, is the underemployed. And I say that because I'm meeting more people like that. It doesn't matter if they have a degree, have 2 degrees. I saw there's a lot of people that fall into that category. In fact, so you can hang on with us, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, coming up, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the underemployed and also talk about the fact that tax day is coming up, and, you know, looking at it, it's just like what Saul said, tax revenues are down. People are always concerned about what's going to happen with their tax rate, and rightfully so, because they're trying to hang on, basically. I think that's when a lot of people find themselves in that category, frankly. And what about oil? Oil above 103 after actually smashing into a 6-week low. The pain at the pump, all that comes around again. More with Saul album from Oslo, Norway, next here on ATN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we head back out to Norway with our financial guru, our pal, Saul Albom. Happy to have him back. In fact, Saul, you have a big fan in Tomas in Michigan. He was just asking about you tonight. He was trying to figure out if you could live on the interest of the $500 million and what that would be a year.
Oh, yeah. Well,
get
out
the calculator.
Get up on the interest because, you know, when you're trying to buy bonds for the loved ones and your family, you know, it's not like everyone you know is rich. They just have just a little bit of money to put away, and you can't get any yield. I mean, if you want to get something safe from the government, you want to buy a 10-year bond, you're only getting 2%. So if you had $100 million getting 2%, that's only $2 million. So, you know, Kate, I don't know how you'd live off that, but
I try.
That's the only way you could go. But even a 1 month, I mean, or 2 month is only paying a third of a percent. So that's compressing rates, and it's taking money away from folks, from retirees. That's, you know, I read a study a few months ago saying that the low interest rates themselves are stealing $700 billion away from insurance companies and pensioners and hedge funds that would invest other people's money for them. It's, you know, it's your 401ks, it's your bond funds that are losing money out there. It's you guys out there that have money in your savings account that you're not making money on this, and it's handing it to guys like to actually hedge funds, the other guys, so that they can speculate and invest, not even invest, but just speculate and bet and do stuff, and you're paying for it. So I'm a little sore on that point, but I think, Kate, you know, if you would $500 million, you know, if we could get you $10 million a year just off the interest of that, I'm pretty sure we could handle your shoes at least.
Yeah, I think so. I think we could. I think there'd be a lot of big things happening. But, you know, sadly, we were just talking about, as we just stepped aside, the underemployed statistic. Why isn't that part of the mix? Is that on purpose? I mean, why isn't that part of the mix when we talk about, employment numbers or consumers or, you know, where we're at? A measuring stick.
Well, sure, you know, that's a great question. One, it makes everyone look bad, so, there's always underemployment, and the politicians don't like that. But two, it's kind of hard to say mathematically what is underemployment. So if I take a job that pays me $95,000 a year and I made $100,000, or if I made $50,000 a year and I'm making $49,900, I mean, am I technically underemployed? So it's hard to fit a full definition of that. Third is, it's really hard to gather the data, and I can take a straight measure of how much you make and where you're working, but it's hard to say, is that underemployment? And then I would have to rely on the respondents and in surveys for them to get back with me, and that's not very scientific. So to really answer your question is, it's not scientific. Two, it's hard to measure. So, and it makes politicians look bad. It's kind of like love. You know, you can't measure love, but you know it's there.
I like that. You can't measure love, but you know it's there. That's a good line. All right, let's talk about some of the other things that we had listed. That was about taxes, for example. Tax day is coming up. And you know, when you even say the word tax, people freak out, because sadly, with revenues down, tax revenue down, the government wants it more. And you know what? Sometimes it's the little guy that they come after, and people are freaked about that, about the possibility of an audit, even if they don't make a lot of money. What are the odds?
You know, and they're going to be coming after you. So don't cheat on your taxes. really, if you're a working man out there, it's not – there's not much room to cheat. I mean, you're not running big conglomerates, if you're not self-employed, just don't cheat on your taxes, seriously, because then if they come back at you, you're going to be in big trouble. You have to pay fines and penalties.
It's not worth it.
For those of you who do actually kind of have a little bit left over, you may want to look at putting more money into your 401k or your IRA. If you need to lower your taxes, if you have even $100 or $200, $300, or $500 left over, if you invest that in an IRA, you can write it off against your taxes. And a lot of mutual fund companies out there that are very good, that are low cost, will accept just a $500 initial investment, which is fine. And you can put it in there and it's a low fee accounts, no fee accounts, and things like that. So you can do okay. But bottom line is, you know, just you got to pay your taxes. If you have a little bit left over, I'm speaking to most of the folks out there who are just struggling day to day, by to by. You can lower it that way. Kate, did you want to talk about anything else about the taxes on an individual level?
No. I wanted to talk about the fact that when we look at, because you brought this up too, in saying mutual funds and what you could look at. Stocks are up on the year for sure. Big company blue chip stocks, or folks, big companies seem to be doing the best, like your Apples, even if Apple takes a little bit of a dip, although they just made some news. There's still, look how high Apple's gone, and there are a slew of others, Google. Who knows what's going to happen when Facebook IPOs, but even better than that, I mean, across the board, why is that? So if stocks are up in the air, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. What's going on with that? What's going on with the street?
Yeah, so remember, we've been talking doom and gloom, right? You hear me?
Yes.
Come on. Doom and gloom, doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, and by the way, stocks are going up. that doesn't make much sense, does it?
No.
Like, but so that's because of the inflation. So you have inflation and earnings. Now you're saying, well, we're not seeing inflation, but again, the inflation doesn't hit uniform. You know, eggs, TVs, health insurance, soda, flowers, water don't all go up at 2% and 3% all at once. They kind of huddle together and you have a big rise in different things and that. So your large companies have access to the low cost of borrowing, the low debt market, the low interest rates. Now, you guys don't. You know, you might not be able to refinance your home, but Walmart can borrow $1 billion and put it to work. Apple can borrow $1 billion and put it to work. Okay. Eli Lilly can go out and put it to work and borrow at 3% and make 6% and laugh all the way to the bank.
Sure.
So that's what these guys are doing, is that they are enjoying the low interest rate environment and boosting up stock prices, paying out dividends, which may change. We can talk about that in another show, the coming tax rises on dividends up to 20-30%, but that's all for a whole other show.
Sure.
And the stocks are going up. This is like just what we've talked about for the last year, that over the long run, stocks are going up and will be at least nominally good with all the inflation put out. Now, Kate, I do have to talk about one thing. I did make a mistake here, which was financials. Financials were up big time year to date, so I missed out on that one. So I talked to your listeners about getting the whole diversified minus
yes.
financials. So,
You
would be up if you bought the whole broad, like I told you about, and didn't get the financials, you'd be up 7%. I was wrong. If you did have the financials in there in the mix, the full thing, you'd be up 8%. So my apologies on that. Everything else you talked about went up.
Wow. Oil prices, you and I always mention this at some point. It's up to like for May delivery, I think, is for the benchmark oil, is up 103 something a barrel in trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. So it keeps going up, up, up. That means we're paying more at the pump. Where do you think that levels off at? How high can that go?
You know, that can go another $10-$20 higher. Again, when things start getting too high, more and more oil starts being produced. It starts being even more cost effective to bring on very expensive types of shale plays and hard to unlock oil plays. So I don't see it getting too much higher. If there's a war, I'm sure it could spike up. But Iran doesn't have much of a navy, and it doesn't have much of an army, and they can't really blockade much for very long. So if it goes up, if you know, worst comes to worst, again, it may spike up a little bit, but we'll settle back down. How it affects the economy is that for every $10, as research article was put out recently, for every $10 rise in stock price, the U.S. economy does not grow, or GDP suffers a quarter of a percent of GDP, meaning that if oil goes up $50, a whole percent of GDP is locked out. And if you can imagine, you're driving home with four of your friends in your car, one of you is going to lose your job. So let's put it that way. Can we make it that simple?
That's pretty simple. Hey, this is the number we talk about a lot, deficit. When does the deficit hit 16.4? Soon, right? In the next 6 months?
So, you know, I mean, when you get to numbers this astronomical, it's even hard to even think about it.
But I know.
The rate we're going is the U.S. is going to hit on balance sheet assets. Remember, Enron had its on balance sheet and then its off balance sheet, right?
Sure.
Assets. So these are our on balance sheet obligations. And that 16.4 trillion is the statutory limit, is the max. So, you know, when we have the fight between the Republicans and Democrats about extending the debt ceiling, well, the rate we're going, it's going to hit September 14th, which is, geez, what is that? September, November. It's not even a month before the presidential election. So this will give Republicans, or both parties, I should say, a bully pulpit to fight over, and it could take over the national debate very strongly. So this could give Republicans a policy issue, but God knows if they even know what to do with the football once they have it.
Yeah, it's been rough, to say the least. Absolutely. Saul Album from Oslo, Norway. We can't wait to talk to you again. Saul, always fun. Some great information. Thanks.
You got it, Kate. Anytime.
All right, so you heard a lot of what he had to say, talking about what we're looking at as far as stocks are concerned, what's happening with the market, how does that go up, and what's going on in our own neighborhoods. Crazy. It's crazy. It is. It's crazy to see that the debt's going to hit $16.4 trillion, too, in September. So actually a month and a couple of weeks, right? No, almost 2 months. Almost 2 months before the election. Woo, crazy. Movies next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Taking a movie, maybe of the grandkids or your own children, or you might be into fairy tales. Seems like we were just talking about fairy tales. So when it comes to finances, the big deal this weekend is Julia Roberts back in the movies. She's one of the stars of Mirror Mirror. Can you just imagine what that's about? A modern day version, if you will, of the old classic Snow White, and that's where we begin.
Once upon a time, in an enchanted kingdom, there was a beautiful princess with skin as white as snow and hair as black as night.
La, la, la.
Her hair is not black, it's raven, and she's 18 years old, and her skin has never seen the sun, so of course it's good.
This spring.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Snow White.
What?
What?
Snow White.
Ugh.
A classic tale.
Do you want to hear it?
Gets a new wrinkle.
They're not wrinkles. They're just crinkles.
Banish her to the woods. Is it done?
Just as you instructed.
I'm impressed. You're not as pathetic and wimpy as I have always believed.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You're invited to discover.
The prince is rich. I'm going to marry him, and then my financial problems will be solved.
an untold adventure.
Organize a ball. We are going to sweep this kid off his feet.
Of romance.
I think Snow White's the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Agree to disagree.
Mystery.
Who are you?
Snow White.
Snow who?
No way!
Power.
This doesn't fit.
Well, you must have shrunk it, Cynthia.
I knew I was the same size.
And magic.
I'm going to use the love potion.
Puppy love. What am I supposed to do with a puppy?
You can rub my tummy.
Fetch! Queen's getting married.
Take back your kingdom.
There are so many stories where the prince saves the princess. It's time we change that ending.
You're with the bandits?
You're with the queen.
Should we help her?
She's doing pretty good on her own.
You aren't trying to stab me right now. I'd be tempted to kiss you.
The bandit's leader is she. The
bandit's leader is Snow White.
This feels like crashing a wedding. Oh!
Here I was having such a good day.
Everyone has magic within them.
Yes.
I definitely have a happily ever after thing going on.
Mirror, mirror.
Anyone know how to break a spell?
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah! Experience the untold adventures of Snow White.
Could be exciting, kind of sarcastic. You can hear that weaved in there. Nathan Lane is also in it. Armie Hammer, Lily Collins, she's Snow White. Do you like that line? Her skin has never seen the light of day. That's why it's so white. Anyway, could be one of those movies that scores with the kids. This is definitely a kid movie, I would say, with that sarcasm rolled in for the adults to understand what the kids don't understand. But it's the story. It's the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Can you even name the Seven Dwarfs? Ducky, Sleepy, forget it. It's too long. Wrath of the Titans is another movie that we're going to look at. This is 1 hour, 39 minutes. Sam Worthington, remember him from Avatar, he's in this. Liam Neeson also in it. Ralph Fiennes is in it. This one could be a big hit with a lot of people. Check it out.
Perseus, I need your help. We believed Titans to be imprisoned forever. Now, we're breaking free.
There's a way we can end this.
What are you waiting for? Prepare!
Yeah, for what?
Oblivion.
I'm into the monster scene, so the Kraken, I would go just to see the Kraken, but it looks like it could be a good movie. I actually want to go and see it. I may end up going to see it this weekend. After all those hoop games, I could be exhausted. Maybe Sunday could be a great day for Wrath of the Titans. Moving along to our last flick. This one has some controversy, and it's such a sad, huge problem. We talked about it on the show. Bullying, and the name of this one is called Bully.
The last couple days, we had heard that Tyler had his head shoved into a wall locker. He said he's a geek.
My concern is that you were making someone feel so uncomfortable that they didn't want to be in school.
I feel kind of nervous on the school bus. I like learning, but I have trouble with making friends.
He said he's a geek. Some kids had told him he's worthless to go hang himself. And I think he got to the point where enough was enough.
Tonight, a tragic situation.
A Perkins boy, just 11 years old, believed to have been desperate enough to take his own life.
This is an awfully complicated and difficult issue.
Kids will be kids, boys will be boys. They're just cruel at this age.
Here, what we get is nothing's wrong. We didn't do anything. Everything's fine.
They punch me, strangle me, take things from me, sit on me.
Give it to him hard!
He's not safe on that bus.
I've been on that bus. They are just as good as gold.
My voice is not going to fall silent. I will go to my grave until a difference is made.
We reached out to parents that have lost kids, parents of kids that are being bullied all over the world, and it took off like wildfire.
All it takes is for one person to stand up.
Be the difference. Go out and find that one child, that new kid, standing over there by himself. Be willing to stand up for him.
Everything starts with one and builds up. Eventually, we have an army.
If we all do it together, we will change the world.
Yeah, the sad tales documentary of bullying and how many kids are bullied. The statistics are sad, 18 to 20 million, something like this. And so this is a documentary that some people thought was too much. It's not, at one point, I don't even know what the rating is for now. It's not rated. It's because of some of the language in it, but, there was a push to show this perhaps in some of the schools, and we'll see how it's received once it's a little bit more in wide release. I think it sounds like it could be a great movie, and probably there'd be a lot of people that would be interested in seeing this because of some of the personal things that they've been through. It could also be a big, big weekend once again for the Hunger Games, 152.5 million so far, and that's in just a week, not even a week, really, for the Hunger Games. That's the movie that so many people are going to see because the books struck a chord and became pretty popular. It's not like Harry Potter, but is having the success of Potter based on one book, and then there was two books, and I think there's three all together. So this movie probably is going to also score big once again at the box office and shatter probably even some more records. But whatever you do, whether it's watching the games or going to check out a flick, make sure you enjoy your weekend. Big shout out to my man Brannigan Weber for all his help in the 3 years he worked with me at GCN. Good luck, buddy. Happy hunting and fishing, too. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts here from America tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody.